Welcome to the Always Say Die podcast. I am Declan. I'm sitting here with Alex.
That is me.
Brutal. Yes, it is. We're finally starting this after like months.
Dude, it's been like a year, man. You're supposed to do it with some other dude, and then it's a big deal here.
It's a very big deal, and I feel bad because I'm feeling bad.
This is just.
Our motto is the only place where you can watch a couple teenagers bitch and moan. Oh wait,
we forgot that's everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get this dick rolling, shall we?
All right. So, this episode is going to be about shitty music.
Terrible music.
The garbage that infiltrates our radio waves today, affecting our young children with their just awful sounds.
Half of my ears don't work because of this music.
And some is coming from that room over there.
Yeah, except it's decent music. I'm willing to admit.
I don't even know, man. I can barely even hear it. It just sounds crappy.
I think it's Eminem.
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of him.
I'm not either. But I was back in the day, but I'm not anymore.
Back in the day. He was around for like 7 years now.
Well, I'm 4,000 years old, Alex. So we all know this.
Let's
actually start this.
All right, let's do a public announcement first. Please don't bitch at us.
Please don't.
We don't like it. We're professional bitches.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just it's more stuff that I have to deal with and I can't put on him.
I know, man, because we're going to do a lot of blood on the dance floor pounding today. They're not going to be the same.
It's going to look awful.
And if you're a fan on Blood on the Dance Floor, first of all, I'm sorry. Second of all, please don't bitch at us.
Please don't.
Because I really do not care if you like them.
We don't.
It's not my fault you like terrible music. It's really not our fault. It's not something that should be concerned.
At all, ever.
Nah, it's silly.
Alright, so, are we gonna start off with them first, or are we gonna bring, like, another scene band to just
I actually want to get some bands cleared first.
Fair enough.
There are some bands that might be considered scene that we both enjoy.
First off, Bring Me the Horizon.
Bring Me the Horizon.
This is an official declaration from
We enjoy Bring Me the Horizon.
We don't hate you.
We don't hate you anymore. You guys used to suck. But ever since the new album ever since that album came out, you guys actually got pretty decent, so I'm letting you guys slide.
For now,
and until you release another crappy album. Like,
gotta get that jacket off. Mm.
It's hot in here, man. It's all coming off now.
Excellent.
Asking Alexandria.
Yeah, we can give
Asking. I'll give them a slide because of, again, their latest album was good, and also the song Someone Somewhere is good too.
Yeah.
I have enjoyed that song.
We will give you a pass.
And I've seen Asking Alexandria in concert twice. And I've got to say, their live show, man, they're doing all that scene kid, like, crab stance crap, and it looks just stupid. But it's so funny at the same time. You just, like, you're giggling at them.
We will forgive your crab stance until it stops being funny, so.
Yeah, when it starts to get annoying in, like, 10 years,
butt is touching the ground, it's not even like you're standing anymore.
Yeah, because, I mean, okay, this is a band that I hate. Attack.
That sounds stupid.
Dude, you've never heard off the bat,
just sounds stupid.
And they have an exclamation point in their name.
Of course they do. That would be stupid if they didn't. You need to finish off the terrible.
And there's like a music video of theirs that I saw where their bassist there, his base is like at the level of his ankles. It's like, what the hell, man? Like, what? Like,
you
what?
Can't
like,
play like that.
And he
I don't
has
care.
The, and it's like not even at the point where you can like, you can, you have the option to do the crab stance. Like, you can like have your guitar at a normal level and like still do the crab stance when you want. But it's now at the point where you're, where you need to do the crab stance. What? Why? Why is that necessary, man?
It's not necessary. That's the
pissing,
thing.
It's pissing me off. It's like all those bands. It's just like, and all the bands just saying stupid crap too. Like, oh,
that's pretty common for senior bands, though.
I know, but I just wanted to stop. Just like, go to school. Just like, please, like, graduate from third grade and know how to make a coherent sentence.
Go to school. This is an open letter. Please go back to high school. Complete it. Do it.
Learn how to formulate a sentence, man. Like, the attack bassist. I'm gonna bring him up again. He released the worst letter ever. Like, to anything. It's the worst written letter that has ever been written
by anyone.
By anyone.
Are you sure? You're forgetting Lulu.
I don't even care about Lulu anymore, because at least Metallica and Lou Reed are both awesome entities by themselves, but when it came together, it was something we're all just going to forget about. We're going to forget about Lulu. It's in the past. But
we have to go
these
out
scene bands, just one after the...
It just never stops. It's like a freight train of
like,
stupid.
Why?
A freight train of stupid.
And like each of... I'm going to continue the freight train metaphor here. Each of the cars on the freight train is just another stupid thing another band says.
Somehow worse than the last car.
Let me just... Ronnie Radke? Is that his name? Dude from Falling in Reverse or something?
He
used to be a part of this Escape the Fate band.
I haven't
that
heard
I
anything
about.
From Falling in Reverse.
I haven't heard any of their music, too. I just keep hearing about the stupid crap that he's been saying. Just like, and he's been arrested, like, twice. Just for, like... He's trying to be 80s, though. That's, like, the thing. Like, he's trying to, like, do all these drugs and, like, do stupid stuff. Like,
do
Motley
all
Crue.
The drugs.
Like, he's trying to be Motley Crue, except he makes really
Motley
bad
Motley Crue
music.
Was special, though.
Motley Crue was awesome, dude.
Like, you couldn't kill Nikki Six for what...
he did. He, like, almost, like, killed himself, like, twice. But, like... Not even he can kill himself. I think it was more than twice.
He's like Rambo or Keith Richards.
He is Keith. I wonder if Nikki Six and Keith Richards are, like, the same person.
It wouldn't surprise me.
They look almost the same now. No
yeah.
offense, Nikki.
Keith Richards is so old. He's so old. He's good, though. Like,
He's still solid, man. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's like
it doesn't
taking
mean,
thousands of pounds of drugs.
Like, apart from his physical appearance, health-wise, he doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, he's still playing. He's still playing like a beast. Like,
yeah,
not in the Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones are still together?
Yeah, they're still together.
Oh, like, I thought they disbanded.
Nah, dude. They put out, like, a DVD not too long ago.
Oh, my bad. I keep thinking of Pantera.
How can you confuse the Rolling Stones and Pantera?
I don't confuse them because they're similar. Like, Pantera's just been in my mind lately.
Alright.
Because of that Dimebag Darrell, like... ridiculously high-priced thing.
Oh my god!
You asked me to buy. All
right, we need to tell the story.
Yeah,
I found there's some company or something is doing a charity thing on eBay where they're selling a bunch of super rare
items,
like metal memorabilia or whatever. And I saw a signed Dimebag Darrell guitar. I was like, holy crap. So I sent it to Declan. And apparently he never survived from that point.
I didn't.
All right, let's get blood on the dance floor.
Yeah, let's cut this nerve before it starts to feel anything.
before we start crying.
Let's kill the toaster before it feels love.
Kill it before it starts laying eggs.
Oh my god.
Blood on the dance floor. I said to Declan the other day, blood on the dance floor is like the Hurricane Katrina of music. It has affected more lives and damaged more people and things than
almost
basically any other band in the world.
That's the conclusion. Like, you told me that they were, like, funny bad and sleeping with sirens and...
Yeah, they're just so bad.
I have the opposite thing. Like, I think that Blood on the Dance Floor is just horrible. Like,
they're just really bad. They're just bad, bad. Like, you know when you go see, a movie like Killer Clowns from Outer Space? It's just so bad that it's funny and you kind of enjoy it.
Yeah.
There's, like, some scene
that's
bands,
my relationship
like
with the room.
That's what deathcore is like for me. It's just, like... It's just, like, this... It's kind of funny. Like, Emir is, like, really funny to me. It's just, like... That's, like, where the gents
I literally think for, like, every practice, like, hand the drummer a bag of blow and tell him to just go off.
Just
go off.
But Blood on the Dance Floor is just, like, bad, bad.
Just awful. Like, I find Sleeping with Sirens and Pierce the Veil, like, I think they sound alike, and that's funny to me.
Like, they all sound
like
the
they
same,
could just
man.
Easily be the same band, and it wouldn't make any difference.
Like, they could, somebody can put either one of those bands on and ask me to identify them, and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. But, like, you know, Blood on the Dance Floor is unique, I guess.
On how bad it
and
is.
How bad they are.
Like, it's a unique train wreck. It's a unique.
they're a train wreck, but they're a special little train wreck.
Like,
you know?
A normal train wreck would just have, like, you know, maybe just, like, some body parts.
But this
is just a train wreck that was filled to the brim.
That should be, like, a Cannibal Corpse album cover. Train wreck.
Unique train wreck. I like it.
It's like...
If somebody knocks on the door, it's Lucia. But will you open it if I don't hear it?
Alright, okay. That wasn't anything. Anyways!
That was a different thing than this.
Totally different. Completely. At all times.
Because that wasn't funny.
Yeah.
That was a serious thing.
This has been funny?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We haven't... This is the first episode.
So the pilot is.
I've
always,
just been rambling.
Yeah, just been trodging behind you, while you're just going.
I just see the red line of the garage band just stalking my words.
It's we need to get back on track.
All right, we're getting like we're
okay.
Actually like sounding smart now. Like,
yeah,
why
have to
that?
Kill
we
all
have...
intelligence now.
Let's go watch Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Let's do it. I'm done here.
Fuck this podcast. All right.
Right, we can't go anywhere, unfortunately.
Let's see. Do we have any other bands that we need to mention?
We really didn't slap BOTDF. Enough.
Do we need to continue with them? Like,
yeah,
cause
we need to give them
yeah.
At least the finishing blow.
Because they're bloody. All right, let's go with their fans then.
Perfect. Let's start with the scene. Let's start with the kids.
Let's start with the children. Ladies and gentlemen of the scene, kid.
Please die.
Please stop doing what you're doing.
Right now.
Everyone else hates you. Like, I hope...
Super hates you.
Because, let's go over appearance for a second. They all look the same. So, it's not like there's any originality.
But I have noticed that in Minnesota, they're a rare breed. Like, I saw, like, a scene kid at a bookstore, like, one time. And that was the first time I've ever seen a scene kid out in the open.
They've come out of the cave.
They came out and they went into the hipster bookstore. I knew I would find one there.
Do sea kids know how to read? Because, like, we've already covered that they can't make a coherent sentence.
Yeah. That,
So maybe they're just not absorbing all the literature.
Maybe they're just stupid to keep appearances. I don't know.
But, let's see. What's up with their hair, man?
Yeah.
Let's start with the hair. It's like...
It's just like...
I don't even
you
know what
it's called. You want to differentiate yourself from the brony community. Yet you...
But you look exactly like a unicorn.
A bit, yeah. Except not cool at all. Like, in any way.
Dude, are you a brony?
No, I was talking about a unicorn. No.
Dude, isn't that like...
Have you ever... Do you even know what they do with the horn? They stab people with the horn. They stab people.
They do?
Alex. Yeah, they've stabbed.
Dude, I haven't been immersed into the unicorn culture.
Neither have I, but I saw a unicorn stab something. And that was cool.
And that's not cool. I would do it. I'd do it. No judgment here. But then they just cake themselves in makeup, even if they're dudes. I mean,
yeah,
like,
they just take
Kiss
a
is,
back.
Kiss and black metal make it work.
Yeah.
You do not make makeup work.
Yeah, black metal, it's very Swedish, and the Swedes don't have to handle that.
I'm sorry, Norwegian black metal scene.
We do love you.
We do love you.
But I'm just ignorant.
Declan doesn't know what he's talking about.
I that's a given.
Declan's a gent kid.
What is that? Fine, don't tell me.
I'll tell you later. I'll tell you when you're older. But,
I'm older than you, dude. Fine, whatever.
Age is just a number. But, we've gotten way off track.
That sounds like a weird, like, pedophile excuse. Like, age is just a number. God. Alex. We're not even 20 minutes in. And I have already...
You've already broken out the pedophile card.
Oh, my God. I wanted to save that.
Can we just quit now?
I wish we could. We can't stop now, though.
I forgot where the stop recording button is.
Yeah, we're currently searching for it right
now.
Yeah, so.
But we're just... we have to keep going.
All right.
God damn it.
Like, we did have something planned out, but, like,
we didn't plan any of this. We just, like, alright, let's do something on shitty music.
Yeah, let's do a small little thing. Well, not a small little thing,
we're about 20 minutes in. But,
we planned this out very briefly.
Do you want to switch to, is there any other bands, or have we get Blood on the Dance Floor, enough of a pounding?
Yeah, let's move on.
Should we move on?
The thing about the Scene Kids wasn't all that good.
Yeah, no, we can elaborate on the Scene Kids a bit. They always seem to travel in packs.
Yeah, that's the thing, on
the
internet,
in
real life, because
even, like I'd go to the mall or something or whatever, and I'd see like a pack of the Scene Kids just because they can't be by themselves because they're powerless without that was special
Jesus
they're powerless without their numbers
because
when somebody goes around and offends the Scene Kid. They need all the other Scene Kids to kind of...
Only a Scene Kid can defend another Scene Kid. That's what we've all learned.
Oh, of course. But, their comebacks, too, are just so old now. Too.
Don't,
even like...
Don't like it, don't listen to it.
You don't like it, don't listen to it. Oh, and they also say, go kill yourself a lot. Like, that's not okay, man.
That's not nice.
That hurts my feelings, dude.
My feels.
All our feels are hurt, man.
All of them. Every single one of them.
None have.
My happiness, my angry, my angst. All of it's been hurt.
You're glad. The glad guy.
The glad. The
surprised.
The angst.
We have already covered
two angst.
We have two of them.
One of them is more depressing than the other one. Sorry, that's my oven in the background. It's a nice oven.
It's a pretty sweet oven, dude.
Yeah, it's
a good setup.
It's a good oven.
Good setup. I found a cat.
Oh.
Oh, come here.
Oh, whatever. Hey, do you want to be a part of this? Then fine. But, alright, what's, like, a non-scene band that's ripe for slapping into oblivion?
Okay, how about just disappointments?
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, let's start with
We mentioned Lulu.
We mentioned Lulu. I think that's just a past thing now. Everyone's
no, I can't forget about it, Alex. I had to figure out the hard way that that album existed.
Dude, you could have just, like, read one of those.
I couldn't. It's too late, Alex.
But the thing about Lulu is that...
Please tell me at least for one song they were intoxicated off of them. Metallica, Lou Reed.
Lou Reed's never not been intoxicated in his life.
That is true. That is very true.
You just, like, you know how old people walk around with a bag on the pole? It's like that with heroin, Lou Reed.
Wow. We just compared a bag and a pole to heroin.
It's not even a comparison.
Truly, just... today is a new low.
We just uncovered something new.
Okay, well, stuff outside of, like, scene bandish stuff. Like, and not exactly metal, but, like, the Smashing Pumpkins. I know you know about them.
I like the Smashing Pumpkins.
I like their older stuff.
I haven't listened to their newer stuff as much.
Neither have I. But I recently sounded to it. It sounds... I don't like it.
A kitty is yelling at me now. Hello.
That's because she loves you and she wants you to...
And thank you for going on that!
There, now I have.
You have captured the beast. And,
I'm so proud of myself.
But,
Jesus. Kate. That's so loud. It's all good.
That's a different... I don't think anyone else's podcast is disjointed
as ours.
It's like this is like the ghettoest podcast ever. It's like so bad.
No. No, it's not even ghetto.
It's
like, we're less than that.
We're like less than ratchet ghetto, DIY, all that, we're below it.
All of it. Every single one.
We're even below hipster.
I don't know. Hipster is so bottom of the barrel that it's rarely in the same conversation with barrels. That's how low hipsters are. Are we lower than that?
I guess we'll have to find out.
Well, alright, let's do it.
Alright, so, I want to talk about Megadeth. Have you listened to Super Collider yet?
No, I've only listened to the album Peace Sells.
Alright, let's not, because... You've gotten a good impression of Megadeth so far. I don't want to ruin
No. Like, I'm not a scene kid.
You're
not
going
to get mean about a band that I like if somebody doesn't, like, has
proof. I'm saying, Super Collider is just like, I mean, their last album, 13, was awesome. I loved 13. I thought it was great. But then they come along with this crap, and then
It's nowadays.
It's just a disappointment because we know albums by Blood on the Dance Floor, Sleeping with Sirens. All that is just gonna be crap, and we're just gonna ignore it. We're just gonna ignore it. That's what we do. We're following the Scene Kids' advice by ignoring it. But with Megadeth, I personally am a fan of Megadeth.
Yeah.
So I decided I wanted to check out the new release. I listened to it, and it was horrible.
Yeah. It's. No, I haven't heard it. What am I saying? But...
Has there been... The same goes with the Korn dubstep album for me.
Oh my god, Emil told me all about that.
Holy shit.
Oh my
Shout
god.
Shout out to you, Emil.
Yeah.
Thanks for ruining Declan's life.
Thanks for ruining Korn for me.
Sorry, dude.
My God.
And I've got to tell you, I purchased the deluxe edition of that album.
The deluxe edition.
It had the two bonus tracks.
Why would you want more?
Because I didn't listen to it beforehand. That was, like, the worst. It also came with a DVD of them performing in, like, a crop circle.
What type of, like, an alien crop circle?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah,
oh, like, so at least that's cool.
But it was man-made, though. They, like, saw them
of
making
it
this.
Was.
It was, like cut into the shape of, like, corn logo. And it was in a corn
that's
field.
Cool.
And it was corn. And
I don't know how you could
get
it that perfectly.
Yeah. The DVD was pretty awesome, but the album just sucked.
Awesome.
And this is even coming from a guy that likes a bit of dubstep, too.
Are you talking about me?
I'm talking about me.
You've betrayed me.
Dude, let's make something perfectly clear here. Some dubstep is really boring.
Yeah.
It's just like, whoa.
I'm just dicking around with
but,
you. I don't care
but
about
stuff's like, but stuff's like... I like Excision, man. Excision's pretty cool.
I have never heard of Excision. Nobody ever... Like, the only stuff I've heard
I love,
is
like,
from
the
Skrillex,
fade,
and
the,
I hate it.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that. But I believe Skrillex was in a metal band before,
Well,
yeah, he was in this band called From First to Last. Oh. And before he started going all dubstep... He's in a band. They were at a couple major festivals a couple times.
Yeah, a bit.
But yeah, the
you
corn
hit the
album
curb.
Sucked. Let's see more.
We need more soup. Hold up. No, I don't have any in my pocket.
Hold on, just start rambling. I'll get out my iPod and find some crappy...
Wait.
Because we're professional.
We're uber professional.
Dude, let's not even question it.
Yeah, you look for disappointments. I'm going to entertain the audience with my beautiful
AC/DC. AC/DC's later work...
We need to be specific. We can't just lightly dust over. We did legitimately like lightly go over the things that we were gonna talk about, but we didn't do it very well, and we were just gonna tear Scene Kids a new butthole. But as you can clearly tell, that plan clearly went to shit. So, yeah.
Dude, I only have good music on my iPod.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I actually want to give a shout-out to Jim Florentine and his Comedy Metal Midgets podcast. I'm gonna connect it all. It's gonna connect. I thought this one through.
I'm a little short, but I don't know.
Hold on. I actually, before we, even figure out the idea of making this podcast, his podcast is on this program called Butterfly Radio. And basically what you can do with that is you can kind of, like, just leave messages for whoever, it is basically just whoever's on there at the time. And sometimes the person who runs the podcast responds.
I mean, kind of like Twitch?
I don't know what that is. But you can leave ideas for a podcast there, and I did that, saying that he should do a podcast about shitty music, because he's a professional.
And we're just kind of slapping
it. And we're just kind of just going for it, and...
We hope you enjoy it at least a little bit.
I hope you kind of agree with what we're saying here. But fucking, and he said, and I just want to, if you ever listen to his podcast, you know he's pretty damn angry, but he's still leading a better life than we are right now, because here's his response to my message. He said, basically he said he never puts himself in a situation where he would ever hear shitty music.
Well, it's too late for us.
Well, because we're in middle school and high school, that it's everywhere. And I'm not even talking about pop music, because Because again, we all know it's gonna be crap.
I personally am firmly against pop.
I'm firmly against it too, but I'm just ignoring it at this point. But we are in situations, and we have to be in such situations where we would need to listen to such music, and the fact that he just simply can avoid it means that he is living a way better life than we are. And that's awesome. And I just want to know how he does it.
Maybe he lives on a rock. Or under a rock.
I don't know, man. I really wish that I can just make it all go away now. Because it's just so bad.
If we didn't have terrible music, we couldn't name the podcast like anything. It just would have been...
It'd just be...
Alright, but since this episode is called Crappy Music, I personally want to make a quick, like, apologies to Sean earlier, because I know this is going to upset him greatly, and I do agree that, like, it wasn't their first album, but I think that American Idiot is still, it's still one of my favorite albums.
Oh, you're going at Green Day now?
Yeah, I'm popping shots at Green Day. I hate Green Day so much. Oh,
dude, I kind of like them.
I can't help it. Like, I actually loved American Idiot for a while, and I still think it's great. Because,
dude, I grew up on Green Day, man.
And I don't think Dookie and Nimrod are bad, but literally everything else, I just can't listen to all
their early stuff up to American Idiot was good. And, like, because American Idiot, I mean, after, like, Nimrod, they started getting all pop-punk on their asses. Because before then, they were just, like, classic punk, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
But then after that, I started getting a bit repetitive for me. And I didn't hate 21st Century Breakdown, man. I didn't hate it. I saw Green Day on the 21st Century Breakdown tour. And, dude, I enjoyed it, man. And they're They're awesome live, man.
I bet they are.
Dude, I thought you were going to pop shots. I didn't think you were going to agree with me.
Like, I'm not agreeing that it's good music. I'm agreeing that you can still like a band, but I can't listen to Green Day. I just... Uno, Dos, Tres.
That was horrible.
Some of the worst music I've ever heard in my life.
Dude, that's intense.
I know that's intense, but
I'm sorry.
It's not
the worst music that I've ever heard in my life, but I still didn't like it. I really didn't like it, though.
I like considering them like the Stephen King of music. Like, a lot of
their early stuff was awesome, but then they just got really repetitive and horrible.
Yeah, got mad. Like, I do think that a lot of, like, their live stuff, like, I do think their live stuff is good, but Uno, Dos, Tres.
It's Trey, because it's named after their...
Of course
their it is. Their goofy drummer.
We have to pull a hipster-ish move. Like, is that a hipster-ish move? I hope it is, because otherwise I look like an idiot. But I know that Sean is going to get angry at me regardless of what context I put into it, because Green Day is like his favorite band.
Oh, he's going to get you back for that, man.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. Like,
fuck.
I don't know.
Let's move on to stupid... Stupid, like... Business, I guess, like stupid.
Oh, business choices.
Not even choices. Just like stupid shit that happens in the music business, and at shows too. I gotta do that. Let's start with shows. I go to a ton of shows and I see really moronic crap happening at all these shows.
Oh yeah, you mentioned a little bit of it.
Etiquette. Bad etiquette at shows. They're, dudes that feel the need to put their girlfriends on their shoulders should be shot. I am I'm not even kidding you. You should... I hate you so much. And you're just a bastard on all levels, and I fucking hate you.
Fuck you, people.
Fuck you. Because, I mean, people throw... Like, when people do that, they start throwing water bottles and cups at them. And that's just... That's beautiful. I love that.
Any movies that show you... Like, the whole girlfriend holding up scene and nobody throws a cup is a lie.
And it is a lie. Cool. Everyone throws cups. Because, I mean, at concert videos when they see, like, people, like, putting girls on their shoulders, it's just... It's just all... It's bullshit. You know?
All of it.
Because we all hate them. People that are actually trying to enjoy the music and see the show. Because most of the girls don't even enjoy the music. They don't. They're just there because they drag their boyfriend to whatever stupid pop show they were at.
And so
in return, they said, oh, I'll go to your metal show with you.
Yeah,
and it's a bad idea.
Because
we know what country shows.
Dude, bring your grandma. She's better fun at a metal show than your girlfriend, probably.
And it would be hilarious, and you would get mad points for
kitty.
Official mad points. Compliments of Always Say Die.
Compliments of Always Say Die. If you bring your grandma to a metal show, you have won. You won the universe, according to me.
We applaud you.
We applaud.
Good day.
The mosh pit is a place of aggression, not your happy, fun time McDonald's play pacing.
I already told you this, but I am the guy at those shows that just wanders around. I didn't get to...
Because you're not supposed to be grinning in the mosh pit. That's not what you do. You're not supposed to get into fights
at the mosh pit.
Yeah, it's the place where you take out your aggression, you know? You're just like a pissed off little man. And that's the place where you can just
go.
And that's the way you can go and just beat the crap out of some people. And you don't want to walk around with the biggest friggin' smile on your face. Like,
a bit, yeah. I don't know. Like, if you're gonna walk into a fight, you might as well walk into one with an open smile.
But it's a smile that it's a fight that you're putting yourself into. You wanna be in it.
You know, with a shit-eating grin on your face, and you.
Oh, and also assholes that feel the need to dominate the mosh pit. You're an asshole, and you should fucking leave.
Thank you.
Cause if you're just knocking everyone that's smaller than you over, everyone thinks you're an asshole.
You're a dick.
You're just a dick. And,
please leave.
Because it's just a really douchey move, man. It's because other people want to enjoy the pit too, and they all know what goes on. They might get knocked over, but and even like you're supposed to pick other people up. If you don't knock them over, if you see some guy on the ground, you pick them up. That's basically the rule you've heard it a million times.
Just get Popeye in the damn mosh pit, just be busted.
But if you're just going around knocking people over like a douchebag, then you should fucking leave.
Yeah.
Just fucking go.
Just go.
Just go.
That's the nicest way we can put it. Leave.
Just get out. We don't want
you. Get out of the world. Please.
No one else wants you. No one needs you. Chances are you probably just like, I bet it's your time of the month and.
Really, we're pulling that.
The card's coming out of the bag. It's coming out of the bag, man.
No, come on, man.
The period jokes have started.
I figured we would be like another 5 minutes in before we pulled that. But
dude,
no,
we're 40 minutes in. The period jokes can start.
Yeah, you're right. Let's do it.
I thought it was an appropriate time.
Blood. There, let's move on.
Alright. Oh, yeah. Let's go back.
Hold up. Before we continue, I want to pull back from my uno dos tray.
We're really...
Insult. Like, it's not...
This is how professional we are. We're not...
It's not some of the worst music I've ever heard in my life. I take it back slightly.
it's, we have to do that now.
Yeah, before I forget, like, it's not some of the worst, but just recognize Uno Dos Tres. You are extremely bad.
It's really bad. I'll support that. Chicks that are into the music that go to men's
shows. Good on you.
But. You are awesome.
You have officially earned our respect.
You have earned our respect, but if you choose to crowd surf, accept that you're probably gonna get groped.
Yeah.
It's not something I support, but metalheads aren't exactly, you know, we support Hillary Clinton, feminism, all that shit. We
aren't
Christian mothers
that are just gonna refrain. No, we're... If you're gonna
I'm gonna try and avoid it. You're gonna have to take my word, but I try and avoid the groping as much as possible.
It's not always possible.
But other guys, they're lonely. They haven't felt a boob since that one time behind the bushes.
Are you speaking from personal experience? It's,
maybe. I'm not even going to continue with this story. Ever since you brought up my personal life, I'm not
going to continue. Oh, my God.
But just accept that. And same in the mosh pit. But at least in the mosh pit, you can at least beat the crap out of whoever did that.
Yeah, just like,
and that's what you do.
Your butt, you can just smack them in the freaking jaw.
You know what? I'm actually gonna take back the douchey part about the people that go and dominate the mosh pit. If you're a chick, feel free.
Yeah.
To just beat the shit out of
just
anyone.
Go.
Just
off.
Go. And everyone will be like, "Oh my god."
Oh. The prophet has returned.
Yeah, man.
It's pretty sweet.
But the dudes that are trying to be your friend,
they secretly want to grope you.
They're pedophiles, most of the time. If they're dudes. Or if they're chicks, probably. But chicks is not.
Women can be pedophiles?
I thought let's just reiterate. It's not rape if you like it.
Yes. That point needs to be extremely made.
Let's make that. But most people find you very annoying. Unless...
And only unless
you are smoking weed.
Yeah, because then you're likely.
Because I was at the Slayer show. I was at the Slayer.
Which one?
The one at
Like Pagan Fest.
Just leave. Just like, leave. No, I think Slayer would play Pagan Fest.
No, like I don't think they would. Like, but there was
I saw Slayer, dude. This year was like Corpiclani's. Oh. Curious ass is headlining Pagan Fest. But that's a different thing. But I saw Slayer, and I was front row, like a few feet in front of Kerry King, and I was just like, holy shit! And this woman behind me, who's she looks like one of those people that have like been to a lot of shows.
And a lot here.
And it was in between the other bands, so I didn't mind. Talking to this person as much, but then Slayer came on and everyone's going nuts, and it was Seasons in the Abyss time, the song season, and we all know Seasons in the Abyss, and
it's pretty solid.
I'm just gonna ignore that, but it starts out with the slow build up. Which we all know slow build-ups are the best for breaking out the weed. So she brings out the
I don't
weed.
Think I've been to a weed show yet, so I can't really say it from personal
and
experience.
And I'm going to leave out the rest of it. But then she just starts like pretty much grinding on me. At which point I get a little bit annoyed because she looks like she's like 45 and she's like about as old as my dad. Well, except my dad's a bit older, but, like, you know. She could be my mom, really, for all I know. She could probably...
I'm holding back a laugh so hard.
She could probably be my mom.
I'm just picturing that.
It's like grinding on me. And I just want to say,
God.
You are pretty. You're annoying.
You're pretty old.
You're pretty annoying.
You're pretty old.
If you were my age, I'd just be like, fuck yeah. Like, because that happened when I saw Slipknot over at the Knot Fest. Like, there's this chick.
It's because it's like my age. Makes everything better. This is
what's well, so does Slayer, man.
Yeah.
And, okay. But the awesome part was she didn't even know she was grinding on me, because I was at the situation. I was in front of her, and she was jumping to the music. And there's brushing.
Huh.
I like that. But if you're 40... If you're above the age of 38, I say you should stop grinding on people.
Yeah, please stop grinding on kids.
Stop grinding on people in general. You're done. You're done.
You're too old for this.
You're done.
Not to be, like...
We don't want to be disrespectful, but you're just
you're
done.
Too old.
You're done.
You're just... You're done, son. I haven't been to festivals unlike him, so I can't really
I've speak. Only been to one metal festival, too.
And that was...
Well, an outdoor festival. I've been to numerous indoor festivals.
Yeah.
But, move on from shows, I think. I think we've done shows enough.
Yeah, shows has been slapped pretty hard.
Alright, so, age limits. Let me get my beef out to the public on age limits. If you're a promotion company... And you only book your shows with age limits, or if you're a club and you only book shows with age limits, I would like to say a public fuck you from everyone under the age of 21.
I know you can't see this, but I'm doing it anyways.
He's doing a middle finger, like two middle fingers, and he's like messing around with it. Fuck you. There is no goddamn point to fucking age limits, and it pisses everyone off, man. There's It shuts down the fun, because, I mean, like, guess, like, metal's major fan base are. Guess what?
Our age? Or
yes!
Not just our age.
It's not just our age. There's a few people above the age of, like, 21 drifting around. But mainly it's us.
Yeah.
So, and you're denying paying customers.
That's pretty fucked up.
It's fucking why? Like,
it's
I mean,
really fucked up.
I've even emailed a couple of clubs asking, like, what the fuck is the point of a 15-plus age limit? Why would anyone... Why is that a thing? Why does anyone do that? And they're just like, well, I don't know. I just handle the...
It's always that one guy who's just like,
I just handle the emails. At least you should fucking know something about your own goddamn club if you're responding.
Maybe he does know it, but he just doesn't feel like telling you it. Just like,
why wouldn't he?
Because they're assholes.
And anyways, like, some clubs have this rule where, like, if it's a age limited show, like, people under said age limit can go if their parent or guardian goes with them. Why the fuck is that a thing, too? Like, I understand some... There's multiple generations of metal out there and stuff. But 90% of metalheads have basically started themselves. That, at least in my case. Because, I mean, I...
He introduced me, really.
Yeah, and...
Yeah,
why the fuck would anyone's parents want to go with their kid to a metal show? Because chances are the parents probably want to smoke weed and have a few beers and have a good time. They can't do that with their kid unless they're really fucked up.
Or just lazy, which sadly, me as a father, that's probably going to happen eventually.
That's good. Both of us, man. But, age limits just piss me off. So if you're from a club that only does age limits or does age limits on most of their shows, just pass a message along that whoever's doing that is an asshole.
Yeah, they're a dick.
You're just a fat dick. God. You should be covered in moist seepage.
Anal seepage. That's personal.
Throbbing seepage.
Ugh, god damn it.
And let's see.
Also,
you douchebags that if you go to a free show or a show that's really cheap and don't buy something from the band, you should fucking do that. Just throwing that one out there.
If you leave without buying a single damn thing, you're a fucking scumbag.
And you are a scumbag. Because, I mean, because most people think, okay, this band's getting paid to play some music. They're not getting paid to play music. They're getting paid to fucking gas to get fucking over there. They're getting paid because they gotta live too. They gotta get food. They gotta have like a housing,
like, have
or
to
apartment
have
or whatever.
Water.
They don't, like, even fucking mineral water. But
only the finest for Toes and a Bossy. Thank you.
Toes and a Bossy, man.
I love that guy.
I love him too.
He's so cool.
He's so fun. Like, he's chill.
Yeah.
But. You're paying for all this shit. Like, the club is, and the band's paying for all this shit to play for you for free or for a fucking low price, like $10 or $5. If the charge is less than $15, you should buy something. Just throwing that one out there. And being in a band, you should fucking buy something. Don't be a dick, because, I mean, the band's not going to pressure you to do that. Because they're like, oh,
we're going to pressure you to
do that. We're going to pressure you to do that, because you're just going to come across like an asshole. Because, I mean, last time I went to a free show, I walked away with 2 records and a t-shirt.
Was that stuff expensive?
CDs were $10 a piece, and shirt was like $12. And the merch is usually really cheap, too. Really cheap. Especially with, like, a small underground bands, it merges cheap, so why not, like, just buy a record or a t-shirt or something.
Buy a record. From Always Say Die, buy a fucking record.
And the band will fucking sign it for you, too, and then, like, when they get big, you can say, oh, fuck, I got their first album signed.
If it breaks, you can sell it.
Dude, I don't think anyone will buy, like, your broken
CD. Not if you tell them it's broken. God, Alex, you don't know anything about business.
How I'm pretty sure there's some sort of, like,
how
trust
do you think people
here.
How do you think people sell $400 cars? That used to be a thing.
I'm pretty
they
sure
don't
it's
do
still
it
a thing.
Like, they don't really do it much anymore, but...
Ah, whatever. Fuck it.
Okay, we're sidetracking.
We are sidetracking.
Like, 4,000th fucking time.
And you dudes that wear sunglasses to shows, fuck you, just stop. I'm gonna do that too.
I really wish my middle finger would show up in the audio.
I figured it out.
Oh, what have you figured out?
Stop saying Freebird.
Did we just complete everything? Did we just complete the puzzle?
We saw the Da Vinci Code.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's do it.
Or if you're screaming any title, like any song the band does that's really popular, or even unpopular, they're gonna play whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, it's not your job to
It's
tell
not
them.
Your job to create this set list, you piece of shit.
Fucking dick
piece
ass.
Of fecal dandruff. To quote Odorous Arungus. But yeah, if you're fucking at a Metallica show and you're screaming Enter Sandman, shut the fuck up.
Please.
I wanna punch you in. And also dudes that just yell random shit.
Wait.
I saw Avenged Sevenfold in concert. And I'm going to say that I like him, and I'm going to say fuck you to all that are going to bitch at me about that.
Wait, hold up. While we have the brief mentioning of Avenged Sevenfold, we have to talk about the miniseries. We can't go past it. We have to. Okay, we have to do it now.
Let me just finish this story.
Okay.
When the lights went down, and Avenged Sevenfold was about to come on, some guy decided, Sinister, you're the best guitarist ever! Like, he can fucking hear you. You're in the nosebleeds, dude. He's not gonna hear you, so stop trying. Just stop trying to get their attention.
Please stop.
If you're in the front row and, you can just, like, headbang and they'll pay attention to you, like... That's what I do.
Avenged Sevenfold, I've never really had the urge to headbang to Avenged Sevenfold. Like, it doesn't...
I haven't had that urge either. But if you want to get their attention, just, like, go all out and people will be like... And the guys on stage will be like, yeah. Especially with small bands.
If there's one thing I can say that I really like about Avenged Sevenfold, it's, like, their sick riffs. I think they have sick riffs.
Except with the song Hail to the King, that lead just needs to stop at some point.
Yeah. It just goes on.
It just goes on, man. Okay. Sinister, we all know you're a good guitarist. Stop rubbing it in.
I'm pretty sure any other guitarist would have broken his fingers if they had to play that one riff, like the whole... I would have broken, like, my thumb at least 5 times just by...
Dude, you don't play the guitar your thumb. That's not what you do.
But it's like the pick holding. I don't know. Shit.
Just shut up.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's... do we need to do the miniseries?
When are we ever going to bring it up again? Okay, we have to chop the head off this diseased cow before it drinks the water.
Okay.
We can put it all behind us once we've put it to death.
Alright. You know when you watch a really...
You know when you have, like, a really good band and you wait, like, a long-ass time for...
For just anything from them, man.
Yeah, like, they were originally going to launch the miniseries in the fall, but it got extended for, like, no reason until December. And, like, I thought it was going to be, like, 5 parts, 20 minutes long each. Five parts, 2 minutes each.
Yeah, 2 minutes long. And let's say I could forgive that.
Yeah.
If... It was even close to decent.
Yeah, like, if Avenged Sevenfold doesn't even voice in there. Like, they don't even...
I don't even know if they voice. I had to stop before the credits.
Like, I checked it. They didn't voice at all.
They didn't voice?
They just put on...
They just played the riff from Hail to the King, the song.
In Acid Rain, and all the riffs from their new album.
And to
literally,
and to the worst animated, worst fucking, the worst plot ever.
Like, it could have been like Lord of the Rings. It could have been really cool.
It could have been sweet, man. Especially because, like, Avenged Sevenfold is in it. But instead they just made basically a diarrhea dump of a miniseries.
Yeah, it's like...
Because, like,
you
don't
have something
like
that for 2 minutes.
Because diarrhea, you, like, have to go back, like, usually around 5 or 6 times. Each episode was a different explosion of diarrhea.
That's such a unique take on it. I love it.
That just came to me.
I just consider them, like, a... Like, not diarrhea, just... chunky vomit. You can't stop once,
like,
you start going.
No one even, like, explains this guy's origin.
Like
you're gonna have to, like, watch it to kind of figure out what we're saying.
It just drops you in and throws you, like, 2 minutes, and it's just like, figure it out, you dick. Seriously.
It's just like, yeah, this guy's got... He's just got long hair and a sword, and now he's fighting some...
What the ending? What was up with
that?
There
was no fucking closure with the ending. Like, no one learned anything from that.
Nobody
ending.
Got anything out
like,
of it.
Like, what?
Like, even if it had just been, like, one thing,
it's like somebody
20 minutes.
Puked on the diarrhea that they just shot out of their asshole.
Yeah. Like, and it disappoints me because it's the same animator behind Metalocalypse who did
that. Metalocalypse is so fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is.
But the animation was horrible, though.
Yeah, like, did the one guy just do it all by himself? That would explain why it took so long.
I don't even care that it took that long.
Like, I look.
That's not. That's
I
not
was
a,
really
that's
expecting.
That's not a problem for me.
It wasn't a problem for me, but I feel like if they were gonna release it in the fall, they just should have. Like, I don't understand why it took so long, because if I figured they must have done that because more animation and stuff was being put into it. But literally, I think they could have released it in the fall and it would have been totally fine.
I think they would have released it in the fall and it would still be as shitty as it is now.
Yeah, there would literally be no difference.
It does not
it
matter.
It sucks so bad.
It's still bad.
It hurts me to think about it, but I need to mention it on Always Say Die so I don't have to bring it up again. And we can finally bury this burning dick.
Burning dick.
Alright, there.
I just noticed that your painting on the wall has a lot of naked ladies.
That is a... It doesn't look like an orgy, but it is secretly an orgy.
It actually kind of does.
It's supposed to represent life, but... Come on, we know it's an orgy. I mean, you can't hide that.
Orgies are life.
Yes, orgies are life. Oh my god.
Yes!
Finally. So thank you for letting me just dump all over the miniseries. Like, watch it. We don't recommend it, but...
We don't recommend it, but if you feel like dying, you can go and watch it.
Yeah, if you want to understand what we talk about, which you shouldn't, but... If
you
really check
it
out.
Like, it's worth nothing, but if...
Yeah.
If you feel the sudden urge to do it, then... We'll let you make that
we
decision.
We can't
we'll
stop
let,
you.
We'll, yeah, we can't stop you. We're all the way over here.
So, have fun bleeding out of your dick after you watch it. That's what... I can't say that's what happened to me. I'd be lying. I'd be lying to the good people.
Who watches this podcast and is a good person?
Like,
listens to this
a couple
podcast.
Of people
like,
and, like, one black guy.
What?
Just, like, a couple of random people and then just, like, one black guy who would watch this. So much
no,
respect.
Tell, like, if the, like, if iTunes or whatever, I doubt we're going to put this on iTunes. I don't even know if we're going to put it on iTunes. We'll decide that later, but...
We're definitely putting this up on Facebook.
Yeah, but, If there's, like, some sort of statistic about, like, if they showed, like, all the accounts that watch it, all, like, at least half of them are, like, gonna be some guy whose name is in fuck knows who, what language. It's just gonna be some dude whose name is Karvishlak Harkendor. Like...
Oh, yes, I love this show, yeah.
I love your show. I come all the way from Belarus to listen to your show. Even
it
though we went
good,
nowhere.
It is good bitchings.
You bitch very well.
Yes. Baton Rouge.
Belarus.
Oh, I thought you said Baton Rouge, and I was like, oh, that's not all that far.
Except you didn't come, like, go anywhere.
Well, the thing is just, that like, people from Baton Rouge kind of sound like that anyways.
Where is Baton Rouge? I don't even know.
I think... If I had to say, like, Louisiana, but that's, a lot, like, right off the top of my head, so I don't want to know.
Hey, here's a shout-out to the people of Baton Rouge.
Much respect.
Baton Rouge, Japan. There's a shout-out for you, Andrew.
Fucking Andrew. That piece of shit.
I love how we're calling out all the people from our school.
I don't mean it. Like, Andrew, you're a cool guy. I'm just... God damn it, I never thought we'd bring up Andrew.
I never thought we
of
would.
Of all people.
Like, when this gets big, we're just like, who the fuck is Andrew?
Oh, yeah!
Who the fuck is Sean Erler? What the fuck?
Oh, apparently he really likes Green Day because I apologized a bunch of times. Yeah, whoever he is.
Oh, and I feel this person is gonna feel bad, so I should give him a shout-out because he's been one of the main supporters of the podcast. His name is Lucian, and guess what? He's a dick. Let's move on.
Yeah, fuck you, Lucian.
Fuck you.
But we love you.
No, we don't.
I you're right. I don't love him. But I will accept you.
I will accept you for what you are, and I won't judge like a scene kid.
Yeah. Yeah, just remember that.
remember that, because we're only saying it once.
Well.
Motherfucker. Yeah. All right.
Are we done? Or should we keep going? Because we're like at an hour now.
Yeah, a little longer. All right. Fuck it. Yeah, one big thing. We got to add one big thing to bury the hatchet.
All right, what do we got to do?
Okay, you think of something.
The box wine sitting on your counter.
That's a good one, but... And title of the episode.
Yeah. We could do a different episode now.
Yeah, super different. Sorry,
we're professionals.
For what we walked through earlier, we definitely didn't go over any ending topics, so it'll only just take a moment. Listen to some, nice music.
Gotta listen to, like, some...
That would have been a perfect time to have the jingle.
Yeah, dude, it's like we have a whole jingle channel on here. Holy shit. This is like legit.
Oh my god. It's so legit. Like, it's pouring out of me. Let's do it.
There's a band out there.
We don't know.
Well, I actually want to... There's a couple bands on my iPod that just have the best fucking names. I just want to read them off. Because I just think it's worth it to do that.
We're doing them a service by showing that they're relevant.
There's a band that's just called Ass. I just love how they made it so simple as Ass.
We love you here at
Always say die. Yeah.
We love you.
Still from fucking coat hanger abortion.
That's a real bad one.
And like, there's also one called crowbar abortion.
Why do you have that?
I don't know. There's also a band. I don't even know how funny this is, but. I know their guitarist. They're called Death Rattle.
Yeah, that's not all that.
It's not all that funny, but it's just kind of weird because you picture like a baby with a fucking rattle, like what the fuck.
Is that like a picture on the album?
No, it's just
damn
like
it.
It's like some like skull and like a snake. And there's also one of the best ones. You ready for this, everyone?
Let's do it.
Deformed Elephant Surgery. With song titles such as I Came, I Saw, I Followed the Chicken Across the Road.
What the hell?
Goliath's Escape from the Black-Eyed Children.
Autism level
5,000. That's so bad. Vacant in the State of Naked Sex.
Oh my god.
My unicorn has 5 legs.
It's the 5th one coming from. Apologies for all of the people whose day we just ruined.
Who's listening to this?
Probably nobody ever. But at least we tried.
Cock Touch Mountain.
Are you kidding me?
Burning Bush Monkey. Intercourse.
I wish I had something for it. I just don't.
Bunny-induced amnesia. Flying combat sharks.
That's awesome! It's just like
that's
the Jaws theme and just like Bruce.
Also, here's a new band named Disfiguring the Goddess.
Ah, that actually sounds pretty cool.
It does sound kind of cool.
A little bit. Not really. Whatever.
The Fuck Yeahs. There's a band called The Fuck Yeahs, and they're...
What is their song?
It's called Our Farts, Your Face.
I don't know how good that is. It's probably not good.
Oh, and this is coming from one of our previous talkers. There's a band called Gore Bash, and... my favorite song is called Obliterate the Scene Kids.
That so is literally a song?
That is a song here, look.
Obliterate the Steam Keys. Oh, well, we clearly have a supporter in the Gorbash.
Gorbash. And there's a band called Guttural Slug with songs such as Hacksaw Surgery, Paranormal Evisceration, Eyes of Abomination.
Granted, we're not defending any of these bands at all.
I kind of like them. But,
Well, I can't. I haven't heard any of them. Great song names. Brilliance. Yeah, like 10 out of 10. No, 11 out of 10.
Yeah, let's give him the extra one.
Yeah, extra one for the road. Okay,
Hold on.
Oh, we gotta mention the one.
Meshuga?
No, not Meshuga. Meshuga isn't all that funny of a name.
What is it?
You... Pig Shit.
Oh, Pig Shit's coming up. I don't know if there's any,
Well, that holds up. Song names.
Oh, okay, all right. Pig Shit. The band's called Pig Shit, and the songs are such as Popularized Elementary School Education, Let's Calculate, Big Nose Freaks Out, Make Your Own Things, Look Who Is the Cleanest, Real Happy Baby.
This is like the cleanest.
Happy
it's been
to
so
see
far.
A big fish. New clothes for baby.
Are you sure this is
Puppy
like
a... Pizza Party, Piggy Wiggy, Billy Jack and the Last One, Tiny Chinese People Eater.
This really, that,
it's just all that and then that.
Are you kidding me?
Not.
This sounds just like a nursery rhyme band that wanted to go, like, fucking grindcore. But instead of changing the titles of the songs, I just did the pig growl to them. Of no offense to any grindcore bands, please don't kill us.
Grindcore doesn't do the pig squeal, you fucking poser.
God, you don't need to call me a poser.
That's I'm acting like a scene kid just to show how stupid they are.
Yeah, remember, poser. If you insult Declan by calling him a poser, he's gonna fucking kill you.
There's a band called Total Fucking Blood.
Alright, I think we might actually...
We might have to end this now?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Time is not an issue, my friend, but...
Fuck.
Since we don't really have any other big things left to just slap to death...
You can just jack off and...
You can jack off. I'm good, though. Like, right now, I'm good.
We'll get to that sometime. That's for a future podcast.
That's for a future episode of Always Say Die. Not this one, though. Well, this has been an interesting experience, to say the least.
We'll try and make more of them.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, if
you can give us some feedback.
The Monday after next Monday is another day off. If you're available to do that, we can do another one of these.
Yeah, I can do it.
So yeah, expect another one of these in the future, even if you fucking hate it. So yeah.
And to end it, scene kids, scene bands, fuck you.
Fuck you.